Thank you for calling the Business Backer. This is Mackenzie. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. We're a broker of yours, and we have a transaction in funding, and I just asked to help out to get the customer to give you, I don't know, is David in by any chance?
I can check and see. Let me go ahead and see if either he or Becky's available.
Thanks.
Most traditional funding companies reduce customers to data. In financial services, this is usually a combination of credit scores, business type scores, zip codes, and other surface data. While allowing for very fast and controlled decision making, those small businesses whose data doesn't fit the scoring model are left out. They either get declined or end up paying astronomical fees. That's where we come in. We help those businesses access a much lower cost of capital, but it requires that we take the time to get to know our clients. And that doesn't end when we fund them. For more information about how we provide a superior customer experience, please stay on the line.
Good morning, this is Becky.
Oh, hi, Becky. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff, a broker of yours. I just asked to help out. We have a transaction funding, and we're not sure. I think there's a little confusion. I think the customer was waiting for a call back from underwriting, but I don't know if you guys are waiting for him to call in. I was just asked to help out here.
Okay, who's the merchant? What's the customer?
The customer here is called Automotive Internet Management.
We've tried to call him a few times and have not been able to reach him. So they just sent out an update this morning.
He's a little frustrated. He called us on Friday and was like, hey, no one's contacting me. I'm like, well, it doesn't sound too accurate. You know, I'm just trying to smooth things
out. No, we've tried for several days to call him. So
okay.
Let me make sure we've got the right numbers. I mean, he can call in here, or I can just let me update the numbers, make sure we have everything we need, and then we can call him. But I know that he's called, the underwriter's called, you know, several times. So the numbers that I have is 949-427-8719, and that's the only number.
Hold on. 949. Now, try 949-374-2750.
Okay.
You guys didn't have any other number?
Nope. That's the only number we have. So maybe that's part of the problem.
Give me a second. And what was your name?
My name's Becky.
Hey, Becky. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Nice to meet you.
I
know that I've sent, I sent updates to Grant with the information, so I don't know if he hasn't received that or...
Okay, so I think here's the best thing. We have, not necessarily, maybe it's just people are, I don't know if those emails are getting forwarded. I'd highly encourage you, whenever you send an email to us, if you could always CC funding at Bank of Cardiff, then
okay.
It will go to everyone on the staff.
Okay.
And you can also CC credit at Bank of Cardiff as well.
And credit, funding and credit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We can do that.
All right. Now, a quick question. Would someone be able to call this gentleman? Because I spoke to him on Friday and said, hey, look, I guarantee that I or someone will call you by 7 a.m. just to smooth things over. I can call him as well, of course. But do you think someone could reach out to him as soon as possible or no?
Yeah, we can call him. Now, he's in California, right?
Yeah, but he's waiting on a call. What else
already?
Do we need to get this transaction wrapped up?
Well, the underwriter has to talk, do the merchant interview, and then if there's any other steps that are needed after that, he'll send out an update. But let me go check and see if I can have. So the merchant's ready now.
I mean, I haven't called him. Sometimes his phone goes straight to voicemail, but I think he'd appreciate someone calling, even if they left a message for him to let you know that they're trying to get it wrapped up. I think it'd be fine.
Okay, even though it's only 6 o'clock there.
It's 6:15. If it goes to voicemail, it goes to voicemail. I think it's a good idea to reach out to him because he felt like no one was reaching out to him, which obviously we had the wrong number wasn't passed on. That's why he wasn't getting these messages.
Right. Okay. And I'll pass that along to the underwriter so he can kind of let him know that as well, that we had a bad number.
It's 949-374-2750. That's his cell phone. Can I give you my line in case you need to reach me?
Sure.
My name is Reuben Goldstein. My phone number is 858-866-9102.
Okay. I will go get the information to the underwriter right now.
Thank you, Becky.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.